پریزنٹ مسلمز آر جنرلی نیگیٹو ٹوڈز ویسٹرن نیشنز دیٹ از یورپینس اینڈ امریکنس بٹ دس نیگیٹوٹی از بیسڈ آن ان اویئرنیس اٹ از کمپلیٹلی رانگ اٹ ہیز نو ریشنل بیسس The reason can't be discovered in the Quran. In short, God Almighty created world with enormous potentials. Our world was world of potentials. It was upon man to turn this potential into actual. But man failed from Adam up to 17th century. It is a long history of mankind, including near about 1000 years of Muslim period. So all the people belonging to this long period failed. Then God Almighty selected Western people, which is called in Quran Yajuj Majuj, Gog Magog. It is mentioned in the Bible as Gog Magog, and in Quran Yajuj Majuj. So Yajuj Majuj or Gog Magog are Western nations. So God Almighty inspired these people. He gave them incentive. He gave them courage. So they started this process. This process was started initially in Europe, Western Europe, in Britain, in France. Initially, and then it reached America. So their job was to unfold the nature. In nature, everything was hidden, from railway to aeroplane, from radio to computer. All those items of development we know now in 21st century. All these items were hidden in the nature, but as potential. It was man's duty to turn this potential to actual, to explore, to exploit. So, all the nations failed. Romans failed. And there was Roman Empire, Sassanid Empire, Greek Empire, so many empires. In the last Muslim Empire, all these people failed to discover these divine items, to unfold the nature. Then God Almighty selected Westerners. So under the inspiration of God, it was his divine inspiration. This process started in Britain and France, or in Western Europe. Then it reached to America. So all those development, all those progress, which we enjoy these days, was nothing but unfolding of nature. Then there is a greater aspect of this event, greater than this. This progress was not meant only for our worldly development. No. In this world, we are here only for 70 years, 80 years, 100 years. No one can live here forever. So it is too short. کیا کہیں گے, اتنی کم مدت ہے انجوائے کرنے کے لیے. آئٹمس آر انارمس بٹ وی آر شارٹ لیوڈ, وی کین ناٹ انجوائے آل دیز باؤنٹریز. تو گاڈ آر مائٹی اونلی ٹور دا وے, ہی اونلی یعنی شوڈ دا گریٹر آسپیکٹ آف دا لائف. And that life is paradise. Paradise is only extension of this unfolding process. There are some verses in the Quran that say that signs of God are so countless, countless, countless. So it was not possible to unfold the whole nature in this world. This world is a limited world. This world is not unlimited world. Everything which we have in this world is limited in quantity, including planet Earth. So it requires a greater world, greater opportunity. Only in that world paradise can be built. So paradise is unfolding the rest of the nature. Here all the development or progress are only beginning. This beginning will continue after the doomsday forever. So, this world is only world of selection. Those people who proved that they were deserving candidate to be settled in paradise and to carry on this process, they will be settled in paradise and then they will do their job. And this is paradise. Paradise is not simply a place of comfort or luxury. There are activities, scientific activities, spiritual activities, activities of development, activities of progress. All those activities are based on unfolding the nature. So, wo limitless world banegi. Abhi jo hum dekh rahe hain, ye to uska ek aayata ke barabar hai. ایک سنگل پارٹیکل کے برابر ہے. یہ جو ویسٹرن سولائزیشن جو ہے, امباڈن سولائزیشن از نتھنگ بٹ این پارٹیکل آف دیٹ سپر سولائزیشن. ان دس ورلڈ وی ہیو کریٹڈ سولائزیشن, ان دا نیکسٹ ورلڈ مین ول بی ایبل ٹو انفولڈ دا سپر سولائزیشن. Super survival. You know, there is a book by Will Toffler with the title Future Shock. This book was published in 1970 or so. So this author predicted in this book that our industrial world is heading towards super industrial age. کہ ہمارا انڈسٹریل ایج جب سپر انڈسٹریل ایج کی طرف جا رہا ہے. دس پیڈیشن واز رائٹ بٹ ناٹ ان دیٹ سینس, اٹ واز رائٹ ان سم ادر سینس دیٹ آور پریزنٹ سولائزیشن ول کنٹینیو آفٹر ڈومز ڈے اینڈ اٹ ول ایمرج ایز اے سپر سولائزیشن. سو دس پروسیس واز ناٹ گوئنگ آن ان دس ورلڈ. It was destined to be in the next world. جو بات کہی تھی اس نے پریزنٹ ورلڈ کے لیے وہ صحیح ہے اگلی دنیا کی. کہ یہاں انسان انفولڈ کر سکا سویلائزیشن کو, نیکسٹ ورلڈ میں انسان انفولڈ کرے گا سپر سویلائزیشن. یہ تو جسٹ آف دا ان دس ورلڈ مین واز ایبل ٹو انفولڈ سویلائزیشن, بٹ ان دا نیکسٹ ورلڈ مین ول بی ایبل ود دا اسسٹنس آف اینجلز, ود دا ہیلپ آف اینجل ہی ول بی ایبل ٹو انفولڈ سپر سویلائزیشن.